Derek Carr, Pro Bowler. Welcome and congrats, man. How you doing?
Hey, thank you, guys. It's always so good to talk to you.
Nothing like spending Christmas Eve at the Coliseum.
Yeah, you already know, man. Yeah, it was nice to have a home game, though. That way we could get home and get some presents open. It was nice.
What was it, like a 19-play drive in overtime?
Yeah, those are always fun for the offensive linemen. You know, that's good for their conditioning.
So tell us about yesterday. Tell us about becoming a Pro Bowler, finding out about it. How did you find out? Who were you with? Who'd you call? All that stuff. How'd it go?
I was actually on my way home from working out and training, obviously getting ready for next year.
Curls.
And Coach Del Rio calls me. And, you know, I picked up and he said, hey, you know, hope everything's going well. I said, yeah, everything's good. And he said, I just want to let you know that you're going to go represent the Oakland Raiders at the Pro Bowl. And I was super excited. I thanked him. You know, I was glad that he called, and it meant a lot to me. But that's how it went down. And I went on to call my wife, call my dad, call my brothers, and it was awesome.
It had to be a pretty cool moment for the family, right? The Carr family, just your brothers and your dad.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think we're gonna bring out, you know, my wife's parents and my parents, and I think Dave's gonna come out and all that. You know, poor Darren has to work that week. But we're gonna make it a fun trip.
What'd Dave say to you?
Oh, he was so happy. He just like told me, man, I'm just so thankful, you know, that you were able to get there. You know, I was hoping that you'd get there. You worked so hard for it, and you know, I'm just happy, you know, and all that. And I just told him, and I was like, hey, you know, this is really both of us going, because you're the one that trained me. You and Dad trained me to get me here and taught me how to work hard and all that. So it was just a good moment for us.
Kobe text you?
I wish. I wish, but Kobe, man, that dude he's motivated me since I was little. And just talking to him, you know, spending a little bit of time with him that we did. He motivated me even more, man. So it was awesome.
I mean, it's been a pretty good month. You just got to spend some time with the Mamba, and then you get elected into the Pro Bowl.
No doubt, man. I think me and Kobe need to hang out more. I think that's what it is.
Do you think he's a Raider fan?
I don't know, man. I think he's
an Eagles fan.
I was about to say, I think with him being from out there, I think he goes for Philly.
Was there any cool texts or people reach out yesterday that you didn't expect?
Oh, man. To be honest, there were so many people. Like, the coolest ones, though, are like from your teammates, you know, because that really means the most, because, you know, they're the ones that spend all the time with you. You know, they're the ones that see your hard work and all that. So, you know, when you hear from them and you hear from, you know, past players that went, you know, a whole bunch of times and all that, that's the stuff that means the world to you. You know, but there was literally so many, I can't just name a couple.
One thing that was interesting about the year, and John was talking about competitiveness, but you, one thing you did differently offensively was you threw the ball down the field more, Derek, and yet your completion percentage went up. Why?
Yep. It was the way, you know, we were in football games, you know, so teams just couldn't, you know, play just their soft coverages and make us, you know, check the ball down. And, you know, instead of having to, you know, force some balls in there because we needed chunk plays and all that, you know, we were in the football games that we were playing, so, you know, teams had to play their normal coverages, and so your game plan stuff works, you know, throughout the game, you know, which was huge for us.
Can you let everyone know that Amari's hands are not a problem?
Oh, they're not. They're not at all. I can promise you they're not a problem. He'll be just fine, I promise.
You talked to him lately?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I talked to him. You know, I obviously, during the national championship and all that, I always text him Roll Tide. I have some family in Alabama, so I have an Alabama sweatshirt and all that. So he said he's got to get a picture with me in that one, though. He didn't believe me.
Who do you think smiles more, Amari or Saban? Because it feels like they're right around the same. Does Amari smile? I mean, seriously.
Amari, like at practice, like is one of the most talkative people. It's just like when you take the pads off and the helmet off, he instantly becomes so quiet. And it's awesome because that's who he is. But Amari is a great guy. You know, obviously not everyone gets to, you know, see him out or, you know, get to talk to him a lot, but he's a great guy, and I love having him